Really sad to hear that a Territorian, a pioneer, a woman of great substance has passed away over the weekend in Alice Springs. Molly Clark, the founder of the National Pioneer Women's Hall of Fame, she has passed away. She lived outside of Alice Springs for many, many years. She moved out to a station in the 1950s with her family. And then the story that I heard was that for the last 30 years, as she was living out there in at that homestead, Andeydo Homestead, she lived there by herself. Let's find out more about the story of Molly Clark, an identity who is much loved in Central Australia and right across the Northern Territory. Lynn Peterkin is the president of the Pioneer Women's Hall of Fame. Good afternoon. Oh, I should say hello to you there, actually. You're there. Hi there, Lynn.
Hi.
Look, Molly's story, I've only heard bits and pieces, but is it true that she lived out there by herself for the last 30 years that she lived on that station?
I'm not sure of the exact number of years, but it would be about that long because Mac, her husband, was killed when he crashed his light plane many years ago. And she set up part of the station, the old homestead, Old Andeydo, as a tourist venture. So while she lived there out on by herself, she had visitors coming through on a regular basis.
330 kilometres southeast of Alice Springs, Andeydo Station. Look, I know, though, that in more recent years she did actually move into Alice Springs, did she? Was it because
it
was too isolating for her or her age?
Partly her age, I would think. Her family had a house in town and she's lived there for many years. But she certainly was still out at Old Andeydo in the 90s.
Tell me about Molly Clark and what you loved about her.
Well, I've known Molly, or who Molly is, for about 40 years. However, I didn't really come to know her as an individual until I became president of the National Pioneer Women's Hall of Fame. Molly's a very famous woman locally. She was known to be very feisty and would really fight for what she thought was right. And she, I think she had most of the politicians of the day well and truly scared of her. But she, as she said herself, she called a spade, and she just made sure that she got what she thought was right and what she wanted.
So what kind of wrongs did she want to correct?
Well, one of the ones that I know about, obviously, is about the fact that women in Australia in general were not really recognised for what they had achieved. I mean, her original idea of starting up the Pioneer Women's Hall of Fame was she'd visited the Stockman's Hall of Fame in Longreach in Queensland. Mm. And she was so put out about the fact that it was mostly about the men pioneers with very little about the women, that that's why she wanted to start a women's pioneer museum.
And so can you talk to us about the contribution that Molly made as well as a woman, but also just as a pioneer living in outback Australia?
Well, certainly when she and Mac first came up to the Territory in the 1950s, life was pretty hard up here. I mean, I've lived here since the 1960s, and I can remember visiting cattle stations in the early days that I was here, and they were really primitive. Old Andeydo Station itself, the homestead, is where they first went. I went down there just in July this year, and it really is very, very basic. I mean, it is a roof over your head, and that's about it. And people lived on in these places, and the Simpson Desert is a pretty barren place.
I was trying to imagine what it would have been like in 1955 when Molly moved out there with her family to, you know, this station, 330 km southeast of Alice Springs. I mean, life now is isolating when you live in those remote pastoral properties, on those remote pastoral properties. But you've got the internet and the telephone and all kinds of things now. 1955...
Pedal radio, probably. That's about it.
Wow.
I mean, I'm a townie. I don't know that much about, except from my friends who are on the stations.
Mm.
But certainly, It was very tough. It was hot and dry and dusty. And, of course, remember that in the early 60s there was the huge drought where there was, you know, no rain for years and years and years, so that there, you know. But there were other things that were really hard. In Molly's and Mac's case, they had the brucellosis situation where they ended up having to have most of their cattle destroyed.
So that was a disease, was it, that went through their herd?
It's a cattle disease. I'm no vet, but I think, amongst other things, it causes the cows to miscarry all the time.
Oh.
So that they weren't, they weren't building up their herds.
So the government actually destroyed all of her cattle?
Yes, from what I remember. Hmm. And in their case, that was, you know, that was too much for them. They had to leave the station.
Yeah, okay. And was it after that point that Molly then decided to actually open up her homestead for tourists?
It was during that time. It was to help, as quite a number of station people do to this day, is open up their home to tourists to augment the rather fickle income that you get from raising cattle in marginal country like this.
So she was a pioneer when it comes to tourism in the outback as well.
Yes, from the really early days of tourism, which really didn't get going in Central Australia until the 1950s and 60s. But she knew that, you know, you had to be out there and you had to welcome people and you had to tell them things that about country. You know, you had to educate people about what it was really like in places like this. And that tourist situation has been going for all these years, and you still go out and camp there. So it's still a tourist venture at Old Andado Station today.
Molly Clark, we're remembering her this afternoon. She has passed away, a pioneer, absolutely, of the Outback, founder of the National Pioneer Women's Hall of Fame. Are you planning on a special tribute to the founder?
Well, we obviously have to wait until the family has decided what they're going to do. I have no idea what they will be doing, but
she had three sons, did she? But as one of them's passed away.
One of them's passed away, but mm-hmm. they don't live here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the family needs to obviously get together and decide what's going to happen. But from our point of view at the museum, we'd already started setting up a little section in our museum commemorating Molly and her contribution. And we were just about to ask the family for some more photos and things. So we'll have to wait a while and see what the family's going to do and then set it up. So once we have that little bit set up, we'll have a launch and a function at the museum.
Yeah.
And we will have whatever else we can contribute from the family's point of view, we will be willing to do what they ask us.
Look, thank you very much for talking to us about Molly Clark. Just a portion of her story, really. I know that it's difficult to try to encapsulate one woman's life in 5 minutes, but thank you for, you know, helping us to remember a very special woman.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
Lynn Pedigan, who is the president of the Pioneer Women's Hall of Fame in Alice Springs, remembering the founder, Molly Clark, who has passed away.